It's time for Bradenton Marauders Baseball.
1-1 pitch to Bowen. Swing and a high drive to left field. Backing up is Jones. He's looking up. Goodbye, baseball! A walk-off home run by Chase Bowen. 4-2, the Marauders win it here at Lee Cobb Park. Here we go, the 3-2, runners go. It is strike three called! It's a no-hitter! The Marauders no-hit the Dunedin Blue Jays! No-hitter in Marauders history! Four Marauders pitchers, Jose Maldonado, Cameron Junker, Brennan Malone, Wandy Montute, get the job done! Mateo has the sign and is ready. Hardman breaks for second. The pitch comes. Battle takes. Strike three called! And the Marauders win it! The Marauders are champions of the Low A Southeast! Oh, baby! Let the celebration begin!
Let's head out to the ballpark for the pregame show with the voice of the Marauders, Spencer Smith.
Good evening and welcome inside Lee Cobb Park in Bradenton, Florida, where tonight your Bradenton Marauders, the single-A affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates, take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, the single-A affiliate of the Minnesota Twins. Hi, everybody. Spencer Smith with you from an overcast Thursday evening here in Bradenton. The Marauders and the Mighty Muscles, two West Division foes, facing off for Game 3 of a six-game series. For the Marauders, this series has not gone according to plan. Last night, a 10-2 loss in the second game of the set, cut short by inclement weather here in the area, a little bit of thunder and lightning, and then the rain eventually came, cutting that game short to seven innings last night, and in the series opener two nights ago, a 9-3 defeat. So it's been a whole lot of frustration to begin this week for the Marauders. A chance to turn the page, though, on this cloudy evening. Right-hander Po Yu Chen comes to the mound, and even though his last start was not particularly sharp, Chen giving up a handful of runs in last week's start against Palm Beach. Four runs allowed on five hits over three innings. His overall numbers are respectable on the season. A 1.24 whip, not bad. He's done a good job limiting the hits this season. A 226 opponent's batting average against the 20-year-old right-hander from Taiwan this season. Chen tonight making his eighth start against a tough arm on the mound for the Mighty Muscles, left-hander Steve Hadger, who comes in with a 2.70 ERA over the first six starts of his professional career. Opponents are batting a paltry 167 against the big left-hander. That'll be your pitching match. That is a wrap here on the first segment of our pregame show. We'll step aside, and when we come back, we'll hear a rehash of yesterday's interview. Left-hander Jake Sweeney, who was one of the bright spots in Tuesday's loss for the Marauders. Sweeney with 3 2/3 scoreless in relief. We'll hear that chat again on the other side of this break. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lee Cobb Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lee Cobb Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Lee Cobb Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back to the Marauders pregame show. We're visiting today with Marauders lefty Jake Sweeney. Jake, excellent job out of the bullpen last night with 3 2/3 scoreless. First, just kind of take all of us through a sort of a day in the life of the reliever in a situation like that. The game gets a little out of hand early, and you all of a sudden have to pitch in a little bit of a put-out-the-fire situation. What's that approach like and that mental shift like?
Just go in and throw strikes. Command the zone as best as you can. Get as many outs as fast as you can. Get the hitters back on the field to hit and score runs for a team. That's about all. Just throw strikes. Get outs.
Now here in Bradenton, we have a benefit, and for myself and for the fans watching at home, we get a good look at your fastball that just has so much awesome tailing movement on it. Has that always been a part of your arsenal?
Yeah, ever since I was little. I mean, big lefty, ball just comes out of my hand different, so it's always been part of my arsenal.
Talking today with Jake Sweeney, Marauders left-hander. Jake, you grew up in Northwest Indiana, and generally that's part of the Chicago market. And where did your sports allegiances lie, Cubs or White Sox?
I was a Cubs fan growing up. Okay. Cubs all the way. Never a Sox fan, never for the South Side, always North Side.
Follow closely any other sports, the Bears and the Blackhawks?
Not really of a hockey fan, but Bears. I was a Chicago Bears fan. Still am a little bit, just don't follow it as much now.
How, from a general sense, based on just whatever glimpse you've gotten lately, how confident are you in the Bears this season?
Not too confident, but never know. Haven't been too confident in them in a long time, so we'll see.
Way it goes sometimes. Maybe brighter days ahead. So growing up as a Cubs fan and growing up presumably watching a fair amount of Major League Baseball growing up, practically right in the shadow of Wrigley Field. Who were your guys growing up that you looked up to and who kind of planted that seed of passion for baseball inside of you?
Actually, it was first baseman Derek Lee. I loved him. Ever since I was a little kid, I had his jerseys. He was first baseman. I played first base. I mean, just loved watching him. So he kind of got my passion for baseball started.
From a more personal sense, who were some of the people in your life that played a big role, in your day-to-day, both as an athlete and as a person?
Just my mom and my dad, because they just always pushed me and never let me slack. They were always on my tail, making me do my stuff. And stories of my dad pitching in high school and stuff just made me work harder to take it a step further than he did.
Looking at this series at our forefront now with the Mighty Muscles, one of the better offenses in the league right now. We got a glimpse of that last night in the series opener. A lot of discipline, a lot of talented hitters in that order. From your, what has made them so good that allowed them to put together that big eruption of offense last night, and how can the team best rebound from that from a pitching sense in your eyes?
Just attack the zone. If we attack the zone, we'll rebound fine. Limit the walks. Limit, pitches up in the zone, stay down in the zone. Those dudes were attacking fastballs up and really scrambled when I was throwing down and when we were throwing down yesterday. So if we attack down at the knees, I think we'll get right back on track today.
And now circling back around to more of an individual sense for you, is there anything in particular you're trying to work on or looking to accomplish the rest of the season?
Just staying down in the zone, living down in the zone with all the movement I have. I mean, that needs to be my home for the rest of the season and the rest of my career.
Awesome. Well, thanks for your time today, Jake. Really appreciate it.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
That was Marauders lefty Jake Sweeney. We'll be back next with starting lineups on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, fans. This is Marauders General Manager Craig Wojcicki. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like opening weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders!
Welcome back to the Marauders pregame show. It's time to meet tonight's starting lineups. We begin with the visiting Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, who are managed by second-year skipper Brian Meyer, and the Mighty Muscles winners of 3 straight and 10 of their last 12. Here's how the 27 and 13 Mighty Muscles line up tonight. First baseman Jake Rucker leads off for the third consecutive evening, followed by shortstop Noah Miller. Center fielder Emmanuel Rodriguez, who went deep last night, will bat third again, followed by the second baseman in the cleanup spot, Mikey Perez. Third baseman Keone Cavallo last night will bat fifth. The DH, Noah Cardenas, bats sixth. The right fielder Kalai Rosario hits seventh. Left fielder Dylan Noisy bats eighth. And the catcher Kyle Schmidt, making his first appearance of the series, bats last for the Mighty Muscles. He will form tonight's battery with left-hander Steve Hadger, native of the state of Massachusetts. 21-year-old brings a fastball, slider, and changeup to the table with the occasional curveball, and brings in strong numbers over his first six starts this season, 2.70 ERA, holding opponents to a 1.67 batting average, and is averaging almost two strikeouts per inning, 40 punchouts, over 23 and a third innings of work for Steve Hadger. For the homestanding Marauders, a record of 19-22, they have lost two straight and now sit 8.5 games out of first place. They are in fourth at the moment in the West Division. Here's how manager Jonathan Johnston has written out his lineup card. Center fielder Sergio Campagna, riding a 5-game hit streak, will lead off. Third baseman Brendan Dixon bats second. Right fielder Rodolfo Nolasco, flashing the good stuff with a bat lately, hitting .368 over his last 5 games. Nolasco will bat third. Juan Jerez, just activated off the 7-day concussion IL today, will be the DH, hitting cleanup. Good to see him back in the order. First baseman Alexander Mojica, slumping lately, looking to get back on track. He is batting fifth. Second baseman Mike Jarvis hits sixth. Catcher Giovanni Planchard bats seventh. Left fielder Randy Romero bats eighth. And making his single-A debut tonight, shortstop Davies Nadal, 20-year-old from the Dominican Republic, will bat ninth for the Marauders, who send Taiwanese right-hander Po Yu Chen out to the bump. Po Yu on the season, 7 starts of 5.40 ERA, unfortunately a little bit skewed by his last outing, in which he gave up 4 runs over 3 innings. Chen's overall numbers, though, as mentioned on the pregame show, not too bad. 1.24 whip, holding opponents to a .226 average, and he looks to right the ship here in his 8th start of the 2022 season tonight. Still overcast skies and a substantial breeze pushing out to center field, so it should be a relatively friendly night for hitters here at the ballpark. And relatively limited sunlight to work with, so fielders shouldn't have too much of a problem at all defensively in fighting the elements other than that wind. So that's a wrap here on the Marauders pregame show. We'll step aside, and when we come back, the Marauders and Mighty Muscles coming your way on this Thursday night from Lecom Park in Bradenton. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Wojcicka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like opening weekend, Star Wars night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lecom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, May 28th for Military Appreciation Night, presented by SNN. We will recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear a special patriotic jersey as they take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. After the game, be sure to stay and enjoy our post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Good evening once again, and welcome back inside Lecom Park in Bradenton, Florida. Spencer Smith back with you on this Thursday evening as right-hander Po Yu Chen makes his warm-up tosses on the mound for the Marauders. 20-year-old from Taoyuan City in Taiwan, carrying in an 0-3 record, 5.40 ERA, and a 1.24 whip, holding opponents to a .226 batting average over his first seven starts this season. He's going to be facing a tough Mighty Muscles lineup that has won 10 of their last 12 games, including their last three games in a row. The Mighty Muscles looking tonight to assure themselves of at least a series split here in the third game of the six-game set. There's a throw down to second base by Giovanni Plotschart, the catcher tonight for the Marauders. And Jake Rucker, right-handed hitting first baseman, will step toward the plate. Gray skies, stadium lights on here at Lecom. Jake Rucker wearing that purple. They pair with the road gray pants. Marauders in the home whites tonight. Rucker digs into the batter's box. Po Yu Chen nods the signal. And from the stretch, he deals the game's first pitch, and it is in there for a strike. We're underway at 6:29 p.m., about a minute ahead of time. 87 degrees, partly cloudy. Just about mostly cloudy at this stage. Chen deals the 0-1. Rucker takes a fastball for strike 2 and 93 on the gun. Jake Rucker followed by Noah Miller and Emmanuel Rodriguez. Those are the top three in the order for the Muscles tonight. And that's been the case for each of the first three games this week. Chen with the 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball, wasted it low and outside. No chase by Rucker. 244 average. Nothing outstanding for Rucker, but a 358 on base percentage. He, like so many of his teammates, seeing the ball well, putting together good plate appearances. 1-2 pitch coming. There's a swing and a miss, strike three. Chen goes to the changeup and gets the swinging strikeout. Let's meet the Marauders' defense behind Chen tonight. In the outfield left to right, we're looking at Randy Romero, Sergio Campagna, and Rodolfo Nolasco. On the infield, Brendan Dixon gets the start at third base. Davis Nadal at shortstop in his Marauders' debut. Mike Jarvis, the second baseman. Alexander Mojica playing first base. And Giovanni Plotschart, the catcher. Here's Noah Miller for the Mighty Muscles. First pitch, a big looping curve in for a strike. Switch hitting Noah Miller, batting left-handed against the right-hander Po Yu Chen. Just underway here in Bradenton. No score, one away. The 0-1. Breaking ball again. Drops into the zone for strike two. 424 on base percentage for Noah Miller. Third best in the Florida State League. Chen ready, chest high with his hands. And the 0-2 from the righty. Taken low, ball one. With the assistance of the automated balls and strikes tonight, Denver Dangerfield is the plate umpire. Garrett Griffin is his partner on the bases. Miller gently tapping the bat on his left shoulder. Now the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball, swing, and a miss. Stupendous start for Po Yu Chen. Back-to-back strikeouts. And it's two away for the Mighty Muscles. A backdoor curve on the outer half by Chen. Miller not able to connect. Here's Emmanuel Rodriguez, always a tough out. League leader in on-base percentage and in walks. Pitch, Rodriguez, lefty hitter, swings and misses. Leads the club with six home runs. A ridiculous power and discipline combination. One of the toughest outs in the league. Here's the 0-1. Rodriguez takes low and inside on the Chen fastball. Solid Thursday crowd on hand tonight here at Lecom Park. Feet spread wide apart from the left side by Rodriguez, awaiting the 1-1. And here it comes. He takes fastball inside corner. There's strike two. Infield swung around to the pull side on Rodriguez, left-handed hitter. Third baseman Dixon far off the line. Alexander Mojica playing close to the line. 1-2. Got him looking. Strike three. Fastball at 95. Po Yu Chen strikes out the side here in the first. Solid start. We go to the bottom half. No score. Marauders coming up here at Lecom. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network. It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, May 28th for Military Appreciation Night, presented by SNN. We will recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear a special patriotic jersey as they take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. After the game, be sure to stay and enjoy our post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Big left-hander Steve Hadger faces the Marauders for the first time in his young career. Seventh start as a professional for the native of Massachusetts. No score here at Lecom Park. Bottom of the first, Sergio Campagna leads off for the Marauders. Goes after the first pitch and foul tips it into the catcher Schmidt's mitt. Five-game hit streak, six-game on base streak for Sergio Campagna. Big left-hander Hadger winds and fires. And nails the bottom portion of the strike zone, a called strike two. That fastball tends to sit in the lower 90s, pumping up to the mid-90s on occasion, and has been clocked as high as 97 in the past. 0-2, Campagna lays off in the dirt. So that solid fastball has some sink to it for Hadger. Also brings an excellent changeup. Could see one of those here against the right-handed batting Campagna. Lefty deals the 1-2. And that paints the black on the outside corner, a called strike three. Let's meet the Mighty Muscles defense tonight. To the outfield left to right, it's Dylan Noisy, Emmanuel Rodriguez, and Kalai Rosario. On the infield around the horn, third baseman Keone Cavaco, Steve Perez, first baseman Jake Rucker, and the catcher Kyle Schmidt. Strikeouts aplenty this season for Hadgers. Brendan Dixon cuts and misses at the first pitch. Poyu Chen struck out the side in the top of the first tonight. Great start for the Marauders as Dixon is struggling with something stuck or something out of place on his batting helmet there. Looks like that little C-flap that protects his jaw attached to the left side of the helmet, maybe coming loose slightly. He digs his way back in. Hadger, the wind in the 0-1. Swing and a miss. There's that changeup. Expect to see plenty of those tonight against this right-handed heavy Marauders order. Base is empty with one out as Dixon awaits the 0-2. Here it is. A little bit of a quick pitch there. Check swing by Dixon. Appeal down the first base line. No go. Good job by Kyle Schmidt pouncing on that ball in the dirt, ready to apply the tag if needed. Brendan Dixon enjoying a good month of May. Hitting 273 with a 422 on base percentage. Doing a good job taking his walks. Now the 1-2. Swing and a foul back. He stays alive. Marauders and Mighty Muscles, scoreless. We play in the bottom of the first here at Lecom Park. Mighty Muscles grabbing the first two games of the series. The windup and the 1-2 again. That's on the inner half, called strike three on Dixon. So Steve Hadger just about matching Poyu Chen pitch for pitch so far. Two outs for the Marauders as the red-hot Rodolfo Nolasco will step up. Looking at the replay of that third strike pitch. Can't execute it more perfectly than that. Right on the inside corner, knee high. Rodolfo Nolasco batting 368 over his last five games. First pitch is away on a fastball. No Nolasco going deep with a two-run homer to left field in the fourth inning last night. His second home run of the year. The 1-0. There's a swing and a foul back. Marauders, as of late, it has been. He even sent a couple of balls deep to the warning track last night. Almost additional home runs. 1-1. Taken in the zone for strike two on the off speed. Purple jerseys, gray pants for the Mighty Muscles. Home whites, head to toe for the Marauders. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a bouncer up the middle, right to the second baseman Perez. Behind the bag, throws to first, in time to get the hustling Nolasco. And 1-2-3 go the Marauders. No scores, we move to the second here in Bradenton. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Back here at Leecom Park as we get ready for the second inning between the Marauders and the Mighty Muscles. And in between innings, the promotion, a fan-favorite Frozen t-shirt contest. A couple of young girls participating in the contest that have to unroll that Frozen t-shirt, then put it on as you would a normal t-shirt. But, of course, in its frozen state, pretty hard to do so. Mikey Muscles here in the second inning. No score between the West Division rivals. Mikey Perez, a .257 hitter, leads the Mighty Muscles with 22 RBI. Pitch, fastball near the outside corner, but outside. That wind pushing substantially out to center field straight away. And Chen with a delivery. Swing and miss by Perez. Chen going off speed. Struck out the side in order in the first inning. And continues to maintain a solid strikeout rate this year. 36 of them over 29 and a third innings. 1-1. Fastball belted down the left field line toward the corner, but pulled foul. Right over toward the tent over by the visiting clubhouse, where visiting players eat their meals pregame and postgame. Count 1-2 on Perez. Chen fires, and a breaking ball misses outside. Little four-game hit streak for Mikey Perez, hitting .353 during that stretch. Fourth in the league in stolen bases with 14. 2-2, breaking ball high and inside. Didn't break enough, and the count runs full on Perez. Po Yu Chen with that recognizable bright royal blue glove. Hands ready, 3-2 pitch, breaking ball, and a check swing off the knob of the bat of Perez. Some tough luck there. Fouling it away. Count remaining full. You can see the body language of Perez just sort of rolling his head and looking skyward. Not happy with his rotten luck. We'll do it again, 3-2. The pitch coming from Chen is taken just upstairs for ball four. The Mighty Muscles are in the first base runner of the game. So Perez earns the free pass to first base, leading off the new inning. And here's Keone Cavaco, who had himself a career night last night. Career high 6 RBI, finishing a triple shy of the cycle. Here's a pitch, runner bluffs for second, swing and a miss by Cavaco. Cavaco last night with a two-run double in the first for the game's first couple of runs, then a grand slam onto the boardwalk in right field in the fifth inning. The 0-1. Swinging a ground ball, base hit into right field, just past the runner. Around second, heading for third is Perez. Nolasco's throw toward third base is cut off by the shortstop, Nadal. Good job by Mikey Perez, going first to third on the single to right field. And here come the Mighty Muscles. So I'll make it a six-game hit streak for Keone Cavaco. And Chen will deal against Noah Cardenas next. Cardenas drafted by the Twins in the eighth round last year out of UCLA, where he was a three-year starter behind the plate for the Bruins. Very tall stance from the right side. The pitch. Cardenas looks at one low. 13 games last summer in the Florida Complex League for Cardenas. Outstanding numbers. Hit 300 with a 400 OBP. The 1-0. Take in outside corner, a strike from Chen. And a solid defensive reputation during his collegiate days as well. Cardenas, last spring at UCLA, throwing out 38% of base stealers. Time called. Planchard readjusting behind the plate. Cardenas, after stepping out, digs back in. Chen ready with men on the corners. The 1-1 pitch. Cardenas takes a look at a ball. Awfully close. Cardenas is batting 222 on the season. Flashing the power, though. Three home runs, 12 RBI. Went 0-for-5 on Tuesday night in the series opener. The 2-1 pitch. Breaking ball. Finds its mark in for strike two. Maybe not where Chen quite wanted it. Found the zone, though, for the called strike. Mikey Perez on third for Fort Myers. Keone Cavaco on first. Oh, no score. Mighty Muscles threatening here in the second inning. 2-2. Lone outside. A little backhand stab by Planchard. He knocks it down. Keeps it close. No advance from either runner. Chen pitching Cardenas carefully. The right-hander is set. 3-2 to Cardenas on a slide step. Swinging a bouncing ball pulled to third. That's foul. Well, the Marauders here in the second inning trying to do what they were unable to do each of the last two nights. That is preventing the Mighty Muscles from getting on the board in the early going. Marauders both last night and Tuesday night, dealing with substantial deficits in the early innings. Trailed 4-0 after 3 last night. Trailed 5-0 after 2 innings on Tuesday. 3-2 again. Cardenas swings and rolls it over to short. Nadal has it. Goes to second for one. The throw to first. In time. 6-4-3 double play. And that is the first two outs of the inning. Mike Jarvis jogging toward the dugout. And Alexander Mojica reminding his teammates that's only two outs in the inning. So Mikey Perez scores from third on the play. Beginning to question if I had the wrong tally in my scorecard for a minute. But a good job on the 6-4-3 by Nadal to Jarvis to Mojica on the twin killing. So two outs, bases empty for Kalai Rosario. Right-handed batter takes a look at the first offering for a strike. So Cardenas grounds into the double play. No credit for the RBI despite driving home the run. 0-1, breaking ball into the zone for strike two. Chen way ahead, no balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch to Rosario. He swings at a breaking ball and misses strike three. A solid recovery by Po Yu Chen. Minimal damage as the Mighty Muscles take a 1-0 lead. We head to the bottom of the second next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Lecom Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com. It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com. Welcome back to the lineup. Juan Jerez for the Marauders. He leads off the bottom of the second here in Bradenton. Takes a look at a first pitch fastball from Steve Hadger. The left-hander gets it in there. Strike one. Jerez activated off the injured list earlier today after spending a week on the IL. 0-1 pitch, a swing and a miss. Strike two. It was the concussion IL. Thankfully, a brief stay for Jerez. Took a unfortunate hop on a ground ball to the face when playing first base on the last road trip out of Jupiter. The 0-2, Jerez swings and misses, chasing in the dirt. Tag applied by Schmidt, and Jerez gone. Third strikeout of the night, by the way, is ranked as the Twins' number 11 prospect in the organization by Baseball America. Alexander Mojica next up. We continue to harp on a yes, but rightfully so. This is a supremely talented Fort Myers roster. First pitch to Mojica is a little too high, ball one. Six players on this Mighty Muscles roster rank in Baseball America's top 30 for the Twins organization. The 1-0 to Mojica, up and away. Schmidt out of his crouch to lunge and grab it. Steve Hadger, as we've mentioned the repertoire a little bit. Fastball with sink. Excellent changeup, fringy curveball, the occasional slider. Next one is in there for a strike. Alexander Mojica in a slump lately, hitless in his last four games, 0 for 12. Here's the 2-1. Mojica swings big and misses. Alexander coming away with his fourth home run of the season, tied for second on the team last week against Palm Beach on the road. 2-2. In the dirt, and Mojica dances out of the way, working the count full. Another aspect of Mojica's game that has taken a step forward is that plate discipline, drawing a few more walks as of late. 206 batting average, but in comparison, respectable 331 on base percentage. 3-2. He swings, gets a piece of it, fouling it back. Seeing quite a few more at-bats like this season than we did for Mojica last year. All about growth and improvement year to year. Mojica's still very young, just 19 years of age. He'll be turning 20 in early August. The windup in the 3-2 from Hadger. Low and in the dirt for ball four, and that gets through the catcher Schmidt, who jogs back and gets it. Shy of the backstop, Alexander Mojica with a one-out walk. That is the Marauders' first base runner tonight. And Mike Jarvis, throughout the year, has shown good bat to put something in play. Fort Myers leading 1-0 here in the bottom of the second. Mojica on first base represents the tying run. Infield swung around to the pole side on the righty hitting Jarvis. The pitch, fastball upstairs. Second baseman Perez right up the middle. An extreme infield shift. Shortstop Miller deep into the hole. The 1-0. Jarvis swings huge and misses. No home runs yet on the season for Jarvis. He had one home run last September in the FCL. Coming on September the 7th against the FCL Orioles. 1-1 pitch taken low. Well, we see a little bit of funk in Steve Hadger's delivery, and a lot of scouts agree that that slight bit of funk, as long as he can maintain consistent mechanics with it, can add a little bit of deception against opposing hitters. Here's the 2-1. That is on the outside corner, a strike on a fastball. Mojica, not a stealing threat at first base. He takes his lead. Rucker holding him on. 2-2 pitch to Jarvis. Swings and misses strike three. Fastball at 93, pumped by the bat of Jarvis. And Steve Hadger collects his fourth strikeout tonight. Here's Giovanni Plachart. Solid track record lately for Giovanni. Hitting safely in each of his last three games. Pitch by Hadger. Left-hander gets a swing and a miss on that changeup. Well, we mentioned, with such a right-handed heavy lineup, bound to see quite a few changeups from the left-hander Steve Hadger. Here's the 0-1. Plot play. And for those unfamiliar with how some... A lot of pitchers like to sequence things. Usually that changeup from a left-hander has a little bit of downward fading action away from a right-handed batter. Vice versa with a right-handed pitcher facing a lefty batter. That's why you usually see so many changeups against opposite-handedness. The 0-2, Plachard swings and misses, chasing in the dirt. Strike three and the inning is over. Mojica left at first in a scoreless second. 1-0 Fort Myers as we head to the third. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come join us at Leecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Leecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Boardwalk Barbecue out in right center field here at Leecom Park on this thirsty Thursday. Glad to have you along for the ride, wherever you may be joining us from. 1-0 Fort Myers leads as we open up the third inning. Right-hander Po Yu Chen back to work. He deals, and the first pitch is a strike to Dylan Noisy. Here the third, 8-9-1 in the order for the Mighty Muscles. Dylan Noisy hitting 241 on the year. 0-1 pitch, low and inside on the off-speed. Four-game hit streak for Noisy. Hitting well during that period, a 375 average during the four-game span. The 1-1 toss. Fastball lined softly up the middle, and the second baseman, Mike Jarvis, makes the easy catch on the humpback liner on the jam shot. Off the handle of Noisy's bat, one away. That brings up the catcher, Kyle Schmidt. Smithville, Texas native Schmidt comes from just outside of Austin. First pitch, a fastball strike from Chen. Twins made Schmidt their 33rd round draft pick in 2019 out of the University of Richmond. The 0-1 offering. Schmidt lays off low and outside. Wildly successful collegiate career for Schmidt, who was named to the Johnny Bench Award watch list as both a junior and a senior for a most outstanding collegiate catcher. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Good stuff on the breaker. And Po Yu Chen ahead in the count 1-2. Base is empty with one away. Muscles on top, 1-0. The pitch. Swing and a bouncing ball pulled to third. Right there for it is Brendan Dixon getting the knee-high bounce. Tosses across to first in time. And there are two outs here in the visiting half of the third. Jake Rucker will bat next. Seventh round pick just last year by the Twins. Out of the University of Tennessee. Chen nodding to the signal from Planchart. And the offering. Rucker takes low and outside. Po Yu Chen from the huge city of Taoyuan City, Taiwan. Population of over 2 million. The 1-0. Fastball in there for strike one. Po Yu's father, Ping Nan Chen, his baseball coach at his school, also pitched professionally years ago in the Chinese Professional Baseball League. 1-1 pitches down, 2-1. Po Yu, considering his father one of his main role models growing up. Right-hander gets the sign, ready, and his 2-1 pitch is swung. Osco, a couple of steps back and makes the easy catch. Clean third inning by Po Yu Chen. We head to the home half. It's Fort Myers 1, Bradenton nothing. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, May 28th for Military Appreciation Night, presented by SNN. We will recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear a special patriotic jersey as they take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. After the game, be sure to stay and enjoy our post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that would bring your baseball memories to life. Cooperstown is where you, your family, and your friends can relive baseball's greatest moments and honor the all-time greats of the game. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to Lecom Park on a warm and muggy Thursday evening. It is overcast, but Mother Nature cooperating so far. Spencer Smith welcoming you back to Bradenton tonight. Game 3 of the series between the Marauders and the Mighty Muscles. For those just joining us, rather simple scoring summary. 1-0 for Myers. Mighty Muscles got a leadoff walk that came around to score in the second on a double play grounder. That's the only run of the game. Randy Romero, speedy left fielder for the Marauders, will lead off the home half of the third inning. Come from Mexicali, Mexico. All right, center field. Center fielder Rodriguez easing over toward the gap. He calls off the right fielder Rosario, and Rodriguez making the grab. One pitch and one away. Now here for his single-A debut, shortstop Davis Nadal. Also making his 2022 season debut. Nadal joining the Marauders earlier this week. Here's the offering. Nadal takes a look at a fastball strike from Steve Hadger. Last season in the Florida Complex League, Nadal, a bit of a down year, hit 165 over 36 games. Drove in 13 runs. The 0-1, left-handed batter swings and bounces one foul down the first base line. Nadal does have the speed, though. Stole 7 bags last year and provides exceptional defense up the middle. Teammates throughout the summer, last year with Po Yu Chen. on the FCL Pirates gold team. The 0-2 taken a little too high, pretty close. Hadger has 5 strikeouts tonight. Already halfway to his career high of 10. Now the 1-2 to Nadal. Swings and grounds at a base hit into left field. Down the line against the shift. Nadal wants 2. Left fielder noisy up with the ball. Throw into second. A slide by Nadal. He is safe. Have a debut. Davies Nadal. An opposite field double in his first AB. He's all smiles on second base as that white uniform gets all full of dirt on the head first dive. Davies Nadal talked about the speed just a moment ago, and now he's out on second base representing the tying run. Was pushing that ball right against the shift for the Mighty Muscles. They were all swung around to the pull side of the lefty batter. So here's Sergio Campagna, man on second, one away. And the pitch, Campagna bounce, takes a bouncer in the dirt. It gets through the Nadal on the wild pitch. And the Marauders have the tying run on third base. Second baseman Perez playing up the middle where Campagna likes to go pretty frequently with his batted balls. Nadal with a strong lead off of third base into foul ground. Hadra with 1-0. Swing and a miss by Campagna. 5-game hit streak. Campagna reaching base safely in 12 of his last 13 games, a .417 on base percentage during that period. Time called. Hadra waiting an extra beat. Tying run 90 feet away for the Marauders here in the third. Hadger comes home with it. Campagna swings big and misses, chasing the fastball upstairs. Left-hander trying to maintain the lead for the visitors here in Bradenton. Hadger has the sign from Schmidt. Hands together above the belt. And the 1-2, Campagna takes low. Number 45 in navy blue, outlined in gold on the back of the purple Mighty Muscles jersey. As Hadger is set. Now the 2-2 pitch to Campagna. Swinging a ground ball to third. Pulled just foul. Nadal reading it all the way, and he was coming home instantly. And even though the third baseman Cavaco got to it quickly on the backhand side, would have been pretty questionable as to whether he would have been able to make a strong on-target throw home in time. Campagna slowly walking back down the first baseline to home plate. One hit for Bradenton. Campagna trying to bring in that tying run from third base. Hadger is ready. And the 2-2, Campagna checks his swing and rung up for strike three is Sergio Campagna. And looks like he was trying to verify if that was a called strike or a strike on the check swing. It appears to have been a called strike three. Either way, it's two gone. And Brendan Dixon will be the batter. 1-0 Fort Myers. Davies Nadal waiting on third for Bradenton. The pitch to Dixon, taken low and inside. Steve Hadger really not able to pitch inside to Marauders hitters. He's done so effectively. Nadal, the first hit of the night for Bradenton. Marauders with only 2 base runners thus far. Left-hander with the 1-0. Dixon takes too high. Brendan Dixon with runners in scoring position this season, hitting .364. Left-handed pitcher deals and gets that pitch into the zone for a strike on a fastball. Hadger pretty comfortably sitting 92-93 with the heater tonight. We've seen 94 a couple of times. 2-1 to Dixon. taken for strike two. Off speed that time. Marauders do not want to squander this opportunity with the man on third. Marauders have not yet even tied the score at any point in this series as we play the third game of the set. 2-2 coming. Dixon takes strike three, and the Marauders leave a runner on third base. Missed opportunity as we move to the fourth inning. Fort Myers maintains a 1-0 lead here at Lee Comm Park. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lee Comm Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lee Comm Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Fort Myers leads 1-0 here at Lee Comm Park as we open up the fourth inning. And the first pitch to Noah Miller misses high from Po Yu Chen. Welcome you back to Bradenton, wherever you may be listening or watching from tonight. Chen lifts his leg and deals the 1-0. Miller socks a line drive into right field. Nolasco coming on. A few quick steps to his left. Catch made, one away. Solid contact by Miller, smoking that liner to right field. And the result goes in the Marauders' favor. So one away to begin the fourth. And brings up Emmanuel Rodriguez. Fort Myers getting the lone run of the game in the second inning. Runner coming home from third on a double play grounder that the Marauders turned. First toss to Rodriguez. He stares it down at the knees for a strike. Rodriguez went down looking. Strike three, his first time. Chen, the right-hander, kicks and deals. 0-1, chopped foul. Po Yu Chen tonight doing an excellent job of working ahead in the count consistently. Only 2 3-ball counts for him this evening. Chen fires the 0-2, and Rodriguez a swing and a miss for strike three. Make it 5 on the night for Po Yu Chen. And quickly 2 outs here in the fourth. Seven in a row retired by Chen. That brings up Mikey Perez, who walked his first plate appearance. Chen deals to the right-handed batter, low and outside, it misses. Now for the Twins fans listening in, a quick look at what's going to go on later tonight for the Big League Club. Mighty Muscles Parent Club will take on the Kansas City Royals in about half an hour. This pitch cut on and missed by Perez. Twins sending left-hander Devin Smeltzer to the mound against fellow southpaw Daniel Lynch for Kansas City. 7:40 p.m. Eastern start in that game. 1-1 pitch, a tad low from Chen, fastball at 94. And for the Pirates, a night off tonight. Back at it tomorrow in San Diego. 2-1 pitch. There's a swing and a fly ball straight away center field. Campagna back. He is onto the warning track. Leaps up and makes the catch, crashing into the wall. What a catch by Sergio Campagna in deep center. A clean fourth by Po Yu Chen. We go to the bottom half. 1-0 Fort Myers leads. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Lecom Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also Youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Lecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend to the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
The nightly hot dog race here at Lecom Park tonight. Ketchup was the winner. I was a little bit disappointed not to see any shenanigans along the way, but that's life sometimes. Here's Rodolfo Nolasco swinging through the first pitch of the bottom of the fourth and missing. 0-1 the count. Left-hander Steve Hadger is back to work. He's through three scoreless, striking out seven. Big lefty, the windup, and the 0-1. Nolasco takes a knee-high strike, and Nolasco shaking his head, not liking it. Well, again, don't blame the messenger. Denver Dangerfield just calling the balls and strikes he's given via earpiece from the ABS system. 0-2, swinging a soft liner, left center field, dunks it for a base hit. Rodolfo Nolasco now has a six-game hitting streak, and he is seeing the ball just as well as anyone in the Bradenton order. Marauders have a leadoff man aboard in an inning for the first time tonight. Juan Jerez, fresh off the injured list, and for his second at-bat tonight. Represents the go-ahead run at the plate here in the fourth inning. Here's the pitch. Jerez takes high and outside. Hadger, just a brief journey around the back of the mound there, not happy with himself and the result of that pitch. Gets a fresh ball from Denver Dangerfield. Rodolfo Nolasco on first base. He runs well. Has four steals on the year and five tries. Not going here. The pitch, a swing and a miss by Jerez. Jerez does not get cheated on his swings. He brings pop from the right side. One home run in the season. That came opening weekend in Dunedin last month. The 1-1. Jerez swings and bounces one to short. Could be two. Miller gathers it. Goes to Perez for one. Perez to first. In time, a 6-4-3 double play. And the leadoff single erased. Well, Marauders fans right now getting a good taste throughout this series of what Fort Myers pitching has done to the rest of the Florida State League through the first month and a half of the season. This is an elite pitching staff. Here's Alexander Mojica, first pitch taking low. Mojica worked a seven-pitch walk in his first plate appearance. Didn't get the chance yet to mention the numbers for Steve Hadger in the month of May. Three starts. Give them to you in a moment here. 1-0 to Mojica, swinging a high pop-up. We may have to wait on that factoid. Toward the shortstop, Miller camps underneath it and makes the catch, almost tumbling to his backhand side. Inning over. Leadoff single for Knott. Nothing doing for the Marauders. We're through four. Fort Myers leading 1-0. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPenzi Plumbing Pools and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPenzi Plumbing Pools and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapenziplumbing.com.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Leacon Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back to Leacom Park on a warm Thursday evening. Spencer Smith back with you tonight as the Marauders take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Game 3 of a 6-game series. Fort Myers with a 1-0 lead. It's been that way since the second as we make our way into the fifth. Right-hander Po Yu Chen working effectively tonight. He's back to pitch the fifth inning. A little bit of a cool breeze still blowing out to center. And the first offering, swing and a bouncing ball, hit foul down the third baseline by Keone Cavaco. Cavaco singled his first time up. A lone hit for Fort Myers tonight. Chen with the 0-1. Cavaco takes outside. That base hit in the second by Cavaco, extending his team-best hit streak to 6 games. 1-1. Cavaco swings big and misses. 1-2. Chen really spotting up the off-speed pitches nicely below the zone tonight. Getting some swings and misses. Ahead of Cavaco, 1-2. The pitch from the right-hander is swung on and missed. Strike 3. Strikeout number 6 on the night for Po Yu Chen, who has now retired 9 in a row. Chen is one strikeout shy, matching his career high 7. He's done that 4 times previously, including twice this season. Noah Cardenas the batter, and the fastball is high. Muscles 1, Marauders nothing. Chen looks in, gets the signal from Planchart, and the 1-0. Cardenas lays off low and outside. Marauders getting a couple of hits. A double and a single tonight. Davies Nadal, double in the third, left stranded. Rodolfo Nolasco, leadoff single in the fourth. He raced on a double play. 2-0. That is outside. Cardenas works it to 3-0. Speaking of double plays, Cardenas bounced into one his first time up. A 6-4-3 twin killing in the second. The 3-0 coming, and he lost it. It's upstairs. Chen allows his second walk of the evening. That ends a string of 9 in a row retired. And the Hawaii native, Kalai Rosario, will stand in. Baseball America tabbing him as the Twins' number 28 prospect. Fifth round pick 2 years ago by the Twins. The pitch. Rosario lays off a breaking pitch low. Twins drafting Rosario in that fifth round 2020 out of Waiakea High School in Hilo, Hawaii. 1-0 pitch. Crowds him, misses inside. On first base, Noah Cardenas. And the offering, here's a swing and a foul back. Scouts really impressed by Kalai Rosario's physicality, his strong frame, raw power. Saw a little bit of that power on a Tuesday night. Big home run in that game. Here's a swing and a line drive shot. Base hit down the left field line. Off the padded sidewall as the left fielder Romero catches up to it. A little bit of a bobble out there. And runners end up at second and third on the play. Noah Cardenas stops at third. And up to second base goes Kalai Rosario. Well out of the reach. Brandon Dixon at the hot corner. And Poyu Chen suddenly finds himself in a jam. Wait to see if that'll be ruled a straight double. I imagine it would be, despite the Romero bobble out there. Second and third, one away. Marauders infield playing up on the cut of the grass. Dylan Noisy, the hitter. The pitch by Chen. Swing and a miss by Noisy. He softly lined out to the second baseman Jarvis in his first at bat. And we have confirmation now. Rosario is credited with a straight double. He's at second. Cardenas on third. The 0-1. Taken just off the plate outside. Pitch count at 65 for Poyu Chen as he works with one out in the fifth inning. Marauders bullpen silent. 1-1. Noisy swings and taps it foul at the plate. Well, here's where Poyu Chen's going to have to bear down and maintain that ability to stay ahead in the count and craft maybe some chase pitches for not ahead in the count with such regularity tonight has been his key to success. A lot of hitters off balance tonight for Fort Myers. Chen ready at the chest. Slide step, 1-2 pitch is high and inside on a breaking ball. Mighty Muscles threatening to add on to their one-run lead here in the fifth inning. Chen trying to keep the game close for Bradenton. The 2-2 to Noisy is a breaking ball. Too high, didn't break enough, and the count is full. See what Chen brings here on the payoff. Nods to the signal from Plantchart. Right-hander's 3-2 pitch is taken. Ball four, too high with a curveball. And the Mighty Muscles load the bases. And again, the good news here is, as we see a mound visit coming up here from pitching coach Yorman Bazzardo, good news for the Marauders here, if there's any consolation at the moment, is that there are fourth play opportunities everywhere. Bases loaded, one away. Corner infielders get the ball. Here we go, man. Most likely go home to first on a double play attempt. Up the middle goes 6-4-3, 4-6-3 on any double play attempt. Quickly recapping for those just joining us. Mighty Muscles getting what has so far been the only run of the game back in the second inning. Leadoff walk by Mikey Perez, later scored from third on a double play grounder by Noah Cardenas. Here in the fifth, though, Fort Myers trying to add on. One out walk by Cardenas. Kalai Rosario doubling him to third. And Dylan Noisy just now a walk to fill the bags. Mound meeting over. Right-hander Dante Mendoza starting to loosen for the Marauders in the bullpen. Here's Kyle Schmidt. 14 RBI in the season. Righty-on-righty matchup with the bases loaded. Pitch number 70 on the night from Chen. Fastball swung on, driven high and deep left center field. Campagna back onto the warning track, leaps up. This ball is gone, a grand slam. Second grand slam in as many nights for Fort Myers, and they've broken this game open. They now lead it 5-0. Kyle Schmidt's third home run of the year comes in grand fashion. And the Mighty Muscles add on to their lead in a huge way. And now Jake Rucker back to the top of the order for the Muscles. Rucker Rucker 0 for 2. Strikeout swinging. Had a line out to the right fielder on a hard hit ball. Chen kicks and deals. And he misses low. There's one huge deficit after another the Marauders have faced this week. It has not been a fun time this week. 1-0 pitch. Fastball in the zone for a strike. Well, if you're Jonathan Johnston and pitching coach Yorman Bazzardo, you would like to see Po Yu Chen finish the inning himself. Results aside, here's the 1-1. Swinging a high drive out to center. This one toward right center. Campagna easing to his left and makes the routine chest-high catch. Noah Miller will step in next. Looking toward the dugout for the Marauders, Jonathan Johnston right now not near that top step. So Po Yu Chen getting a chance to go through full five. First pitch to Miller, switch hitter batting left. He looks at one outside. The 1-0, swing and a miss. Miller fooled badly on the Chen to changeup. Chen deals, and another swing and a miss. Another good-looking changeup from Po Yu Chen. Trying to finish this fifth inning strong. Looking in for the sign, he gets it. Now the 1-2 pitch to Miller. Swung on and bounced foul to the Bradenton dugout. Right-hander set. And his 1-2 offering to Miller again. A swing and a miss, strike three. So Chen does finish the fifth inning on a high note. But the grand slam by Kyle Schmidt makes it a 5-0 Fort Myers lead. We'll be right back here at Leacom Park. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapenziplumbing.com.
Join us at Leacom Park on Saturday, May 28th for Military Appreciation Night, presented by SNN. We will recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear a special patriotic jersey as they take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. After the game, be sure to stay and enjoy our post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leacom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders now trail 5-0 here at Leacom Park. Lively Thirsty Thursday here in Bradenton. Mike Jarvis will lead off against big left-hander Steve Hadger. The pitch, Jarvis takes up and away. Well, it was a 1-0 lead, a slim one for Fort Myers from the second inning on through the fourth, but a grand slam by Kyle Schmidt out to left center onto the boardwalk. Changing that swiftly, here's the 1-0, swinging a high pop-up. Towards shallow left field by Jarvis. Miller, the shortstop, backpedaling into the outfield and makes the catch on the backpedal. That one quickening up on him a little bit, but Miller able to range out and grab it. It's like Miller having some good-natured ribbing from his outfield teammates. Left fielder Dylan Noisy seeming to say, hey, that's my ball all the way, man. Miller showing off the range and athleticism, though. One gone for the Marauders. Giovanni Planchar to the hitter. Hadger winds and fires. Ponchard, a swing and a miss, late on the fastball. Po Yu Chen, by the way, with his strikeout of Noah Miller that finished the top of the fifth inning, matching his career high with seven strikeouts. 0-1, Ponchard takes a fastball, strike two. We saw Dante Mendoza throwing in the Marauders' bullpen last half inning, and he continues to do so, although at a slower pace. Looks like we'll be seeing him to pitch the sixth. Hadger nods to the signal, and before he enters his motion, time called. And the catcher, Schmidt, was the one who wanted time, and looks like Hadger is being called for a pitch clock violation. Haven't seen one of those in a while. So the count moves to 1-2 on Giovanni Plunge. Mighty Muscles dugout is questioning the call of Denver Dangerfield, and manager Brian Myers just keeping an even keel, but seeming to say, okay, whatever. Hadger has been cruising so far. Here's his 1-2. Planchard swings and fouls it back, stays alive. Brian Meyer, one of the really good guys in the game. Had the ability to interact with him briefly last season, his first year as Mighty Muscle skipper. Here's the windup in the 1-2. Planchard swings, fouls this one back. Well, despite the low batting average, 189 coming into play, 185 at the moment. Planchard showing the ability to put together some good plate appearances. Got that on base percentage over 300. Now the 1-2. He swings and misses through a changeup, strike three. Steve Hadger gets the best of Planchard for the second time. Eight strikeouts for the left-hander from Massachusetts. And the factoid I meant to tell you about last inning by Hadger, over his last three starts in the month of May, .75 ERA, two hits allowed over 12 innings. That's all coming into tonight. First pitch to Randy Romero, misses upstairs. Mighty Muscles in front, 5-0 here at Lecom Park. Two outs, bases empty for Bradenton. The pitch, Romero looks at a fastball strike. Dante Mendoza cranking it up with a couple more hard ones in the bullpen. And again, really looks like he'll be coming on to pitch the sixth inning. Po Yu Chen likely done for tonight. 1-1 is too high to Romero. Marauders trying to generate some offense. Been held to two hits, no runs. 2-1 pitch. At the knees, that's strike two. Randy Romero with those pant legs hiked up high, showing the black socks. 2-2. Romero lays off the dirt, smothered by Schmidt. Romero, rough going lately, 2 for his last 24 at the plate. 3-2 coming. Romero swings and shoots it in the air, foul, right side. Marty the Marauder over on the first base side, just by the Marauder's dugout. Pretty close to the gate entrance of the field. Looks like he may be ready to lead a between innings promotion. Think he's miming the dizzy bat race. Guess that's what's up next on the script here. 3-2 coming. A swing and a chopper foul. Short little dribbler from Romero. Has him stay alive. And again, a look at Dante Mendoza in that right field home bullpen. Ready and waiting. Hadger into his motion. 3-2 again. Romero takes strike three. Inning over. 9 strikeouts for Steve Hadger through 5 scoreless. Move into the sixth here at Lecom Park. Mighty Muscles lead 5-0. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, May 28th for Military Appreciation Night, presented by SNN. We will recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear a special patriotic jersey as they take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. After the game, be sure to stay and enjoy our post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Lecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys.
Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come join us at Leecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Leecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved four-legged friend to the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Mr. Automatic, Dante Mendoza into the ballgame for the Marauders, who trail Fort Myers by a score of 5-0 here at Leecom Park. 1.17 ERA this season for the Southern California native. Pitch to Emmanuel Rodriguez, swung on and fouled back. So as predicted, Po Yu Chen finished after five innings, matches his career high with seven strikeouts, and was pitching a gem for a while there, but made a big mistake with the bases loaded, served up a grand slam to Kyle Schmidt. 0-1 to Rodriguez, up and away for ball one. Mendoza, just two earned runs allowed in his 10 appearances. 15 to third innings, limiting the opposition to seven hits. 1-1 offering to Rodriguez. Backdoor breaker in there for strike two. Mendoza, guy's been able to give the Marauders a couple of innings at a time on most occasions out of the bullpen. Holding opponents to a 140 batting average. He's ahead 1-2. The tall righty deals, and it's up and away to Rodriguez. 3-4-5, the heart of the order for the Mighty Muscles here in the sixth inning. They lead 5-0. Rodriguez, Perez, Cavaco. Now the 2-2 for Mendoza. Swinging a liner out to right field in for a base hit. Emmanuel Rodriguez with his first hit of the evening. He's taking second, and the throw towards second base is not in time. He caught Rodolfo Nolasco napping in right field. The Marauders already trailing by five, and that just cannot happen. So Rodriguez takes the extra base, and the Mighty Muscles, just like that, poised to add on to their already sizable five-run lead. That'll bring up Mikey Perez. A walk and a fly out to deep center. Five home runs, tied for second on the club. Here's the pitch from Mendoza. Check swing at a fastball high and tight. Didn't go. Well, that's going to be ruled a single for Emmanuel Rodriguez taking second base. And ruled an error there. Here's a swing and a fly ball straight away left. Romero in, now rounding it back to his left, and a Magellan route there. Rodriguez tagging up and heading into third. He slides in well ahead of the throw safely. Randy Romero started in and then realized he got fooled a little bit. Maybe the wind took a hold of it. It is blowing that way. Romero able to make that grab. Now runner on third for the Mighty Muscles with just one out. And I would be curious to see the replay at one point, and hopefully it's not too far back there on that base hit to right field by Rodriguez to Nolasco. It is possible that there was a slight bobble out there that Rodriguez took advantage of. Now Keone Cavaco takes one high and tight on the Mendoza fastball. Trying to establish that inside heater. Infield up. And the 1-0 pitch. Cavaco takes a breaker, an errant one, low and inside. Three of the four infielders on the cut of the grass. Third baseman Dixon playing a little bit deeper against the right-handed pull hitter. The 2-0. Cavaco swings, shoots it on the ground to first base. Mojica looks the runner back to third, touches first base himself. Well done by Mojica, right by the book. So two outs and a runner on third. The Marauders infield can play back in their standard depth now. Noah Cardenas is next up. Runner on third, two away. Muscles leading, 5-0. The pitch by Mendoza. Big breaker, low and inside. Dante Mendoza, acquired by the Pirates via trade from Cleveland in November of 2018. 1-0 offering. Breaking ball in the dirt. Good block by Planchard. That was the same trade from Cleveland that brought right-handed pitching prospect Tanaj Thomas to the organization. Hard-throwing reliever currently up at AA Altoona. Man on third with two outs in the top of the sixth for the Muscles. 2-0 pitch in the dirt again. Another good block by Planchart. Doing some good work back there tonight. Mighty Muscles have won each of their last three games at 10 of their last 12. And working with a 5-run lead here in the middle innings of this contest. 3-0 pitch to Cardenas. Just off the outside corner for ball four. So that puts runners on the corners for Fort Myers. Well, we'll dig in. Dante Mendoza sporting the fresh buzz cut. Just about down to the skin there. Certainly helps in the heat of late May here in Florida. Pitch to Rosario. Swung on, popped foul out of play right side. Rosario, 1-for-2, doubled his last time up. Mendoza trying to escape the jam. Runner breaks for second, pitches high and tight, and that got him on a breaking ball. So Noah Cardenas gets second base anyway as the hit-by-pitch forces him up. And that breaking ball came in and hit the side of the thigh for Rosario. If you're a hitter, that's one of the better places to get hit by a pitch. Plenty of padding there. But with the bases loaded, here's Dylan Noisy. Mendoza, the right-hander, fires, and his fastball blazes into the zone for a strike. Five runs, four hits for the Mighty Muscles. No runs, two hits for the Marauders. Mendoza lifts his leg, deals the 0-1, low and outside. Good backhand stab by Planchart. Looking the pitch into his glove. Count 1-1. 6-foot, 5-inch tall right-hander out of Torrance, California. Mendoza ready at the chest. The 1-1 offering, low and outside. Crucial spot here, even though the Mighty Muscles already staked out to a 5-run lead. Marauders trying to keep it from growing even larger. The 2-1 pitch. That is low for ball three. And now Dante Mendoza in danger of forcing home a run. One bugaboo this season for Dante Mendoza. It has been the walks. 9 walks over his first 15 to third innings this season. A few more than one would like to see. Trying to find the zone here. 3-1 pitch to Noisy. Swing and a miss for strike two. Pitch right down the middle. With the count full, two outs, and the bases full, everybody will be in motion on the next pitch. Mendoza from the extreme first base end of the pitching rubber gets the signal from Planchart. He sets. Here's the pitch. Runners go. It is swung on and bounced to short. Charging is Nadal. Kicks off his glove and into left center field. Scoring from third is Rodriguez. Noah Cardenas in to score. Now a throw into second base from shallow left center in time. Third run will not score on the play, but the Mighty Muscles on the fielding error by Nadal get two on the play and make it 7-0. We'll be right back for the bottom of the sixth. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lecom Park on Sunday, July 3rd for our Independence Day celebration, presented by Lecom. The first 1,500 fans will get a patriotic t-shirt, and the Marauders will wear their patriotic jerseys that'll be auctioned. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Lecom Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com. This prospect-soaked Fort Myers roster out to a 7-0 lead over the Marauders here at Lecom Park. Left-hander Steve Hadger will work into the sixth inning here tonight. He deals to Davies Nadal, and the first pitch low and outside, scooped out of the dirt by Kyle Schmidt. A frustrating evening, just grew a little bit bleaker for the Marauders. They were a ground ball away from getting out of the top of the sixth inning with no harm done, but Davies Nadal unable to cleanly handle a ground ball to shortstop. Two runs scoring on the play. The Marauders did recover to get an out on the runner at second on that play, though. Next pitch, a strike to Nadal. Left-hander Hadger working into the sixth inning for his first time in his pro career. 1-1 to Nadal is upstairs. Career high in innings was his previous start. 5 scoreless, allowed 1 hit last week in Clearwater. Davies Nadal grounded a double down the left field line. Used that speed to leg it out that last time up. Next pitch, a check swing. Couldn't hold up. He went around. Strike 2. Nadal making his single A. Looking to stay alive with that tall open stance. Here comes the 2-2. There's a swing and a pop-up toward the middle of the diamond. Second baseman Perez over. He makes the routine catch on the soft pop-up. Steve Hadger has not stopped tonight. He has been mowing down this Marauders lineup. Following a one-out double by Nadal in the third inning, 8 of 9 retired. First pitch to Sergio Campagna, low and inside. He's heading down to first base, and plate umpire Denver Dangerfield calling him back. Campagna pointing to his shin guard saying, "Hey, that hit me. Did you not hear it?" Now manager Jonathan Johnston out of the dugout, and he's agreeing with Campagna instantly. He's pointing to first base and saying, "Hey, at least check with Griffin." Garrett Griffin, the base umpire, going to come in and meets the plate umpire halfway down the line, and they're going to talk it over.
And they'll give Campagna first base. So Sergio Campagna, some much needed speed on the base paths. And yes, oh, you can absolutely see it on the replay. That pitch very noticeably changing direction, right as it hit the toe of his left foot. Campagna sharing a smile and a chuckle with Casey Harms, coaching first base for the Marauders tonight. Here's Brendan Dixon at the plate. Hadger the pitch, and Dixon lunges out of the way with his torso, low and inside. Right-hander loosening for Fort Myers out in left field. Jackson Hicks, North Carolina native. Here's the 1-0 from the lefty. Dixon lays off high. Nine strikeouts tonight through 5 1/3 scoreless by Steve Hadger, one shy of matching his career high of 10. The 2-0. Dixon swings and pops it up on the first base side. This will get out. Third baseman Keone Cavaco, as he has done multiple times in this series, just hugging the heck out of that third base line. 2-1 pitch. Dixon lays off the dirt. A good block by Schmidt, popping to his feet as he does so. Cloudy, warm, humid evening here at Lecom Park on a thirsty Thursday. Marauders trailing 7-0 here in the sixth inning. 3-1 toss. Dixon swings and fouls it back. Coming back this way. Count is now full. Hadger working at 81 pitches on the evening. That's a career high. Steps off the rubber now, looking Campagna back to first base. Left-hander re-engages with the rubber, working slightly off to the third base side of the slab. 3-2 pitch to Dixon. There goes Campagna for second. Swing and a miss. Down goes Dixon. Throw down to second offline. And the throw rolls into center field. Campagna up to his feet and jogs into third base easily as Rodriguez, the center fielder, catches up to the overthrown ball. So the Marauders will take a small victory there, but Dixon goes down on strikes. Number 10 on the night for Steve Hadger, who matches his career high. Kyle Schmidt throwing from the knees there down to second base. Far off to the third base side of the bag. And it looks like that's going to be it for Hatcher. Manager Brian Meyer out of the Mighty Muscles dugout. And it looks like he will make that move to the bullpen. A job very well done by Steve Hatcher. He gets handshakes and fist bumps aplenty from his teammates and from his manager as he leaves the mound tonight. He gives way to the bullpen, 7-0. Fort Myers leads. We'll be back after the pitching change. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
T-Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lecom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Right-hander Jackson Hicks, the new pitcher for the Mighty Muscles. He takes over for left-hander Steve Hadger, 5 2/3 scoreless, although he departs with a runner on third base. And Jackson Hicks, who hails from Chapel Hill, North Carolina, right in the shadows of University of North Carolina. He'll take over and face right fielder Rodolfo Nolasco for the Marauders. Seven nothing, Fort Myers on top. Jackson hits Hicks, sporting the old school stirrups on the hill. Kicks and delivers to Nolasco, who takes a fastball outside. Started the 1960s or 70s sanitary sock showing. Those gorgeous purple stirrups. Here's the 1-0 from the righty, and Hicks gets a fastball into the zone for a strike. Hicks, a rarity, an affiliated ball. Attended University of North Carolina and played for the club baseball team. It's been an interesting road for him. Campagna bluffs off third base. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss as Nolasco tried to turn on a hanging breaking ball. Campagna was hit by a pitch, stole second, took third on that play on an errant throw into center field. Nolasco trying to drive him home for the Marauders' first run. Hicks ready, and the 1-2 in the dirt. A great block by Schmidt. Jackson Hicks, after playing for that club baseball team in North Carolina, ended up taking a gap year after the pandemic. Spent that summer building houses for Habitat for Humanity in his native North Carolina. Hardworking guy on and off the field. Campagna staggering off third. 2-2 almost hits Nolasco as he turns away from it. Off-speed pitch coming high and tight. Campagna with those trademark stutter steps and loud stomping off of third base, trying to distract the pitcher, trying to induce a balk. He's done so once before. Hicks with a 3-2. Swinging a dribbler, foul, just about 15 feet away from home plate. Nolasco will see another one. He singled his last time up. A little soft flare into left center. He was erased on a double play ball. Campagna on third base, taking his lead. Marauders trying to get on the board for the first time here in the sixth inning. Hicks delivers another 3-2, and it's a swing and a bouncing ball foul toward the Mighty Muscles dugout. A couple of guys reaching over the railing, one of them reaching over with his hat, trying to scoop up the ball from the dirt. Rodolfo Nolasco will see pitch number 8 next. Three, two, swing and a miss. Down he goes, and another runner. We're through six here at Leacom Park. 7-0, Mighty Muscles lead. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Join us at Leacom Park on Saturday, May 28th for Military Appreciation Night, presented by SNN. We will recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear a special patriotic jersey as they take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. After the game, be sure to stay and enjoy our post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leacom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Throwing righty Junior Tebow will take his turn to pitch for the Marauders tonight here at Leacom Park. Mighty Muscles 7, Marauders nothing. Bradenton facing yet another large deficit in what has been a tremendously frustrating week. So Junior Thibault going to get some work here from the Dominican Republic. We'll face 9-1 and 2 in the Fort Myers order. Thibault has that ability to pick up strikeouts aplenty. Has 16 strikeouts over 15 innings of work. The big question mark is the command. He has not been fully consistent with it this year. 11 walks issued over those 15 innings. He faces Kyle Schmidt, number 9 hitting catcher in the order for the Mighty Muscles. The pitch, fastball at 96, misses wide. 7 runs on just 4 hits for the Mighty Muscles. A grand slam by this man, included in that total. 1-0, Schmidt takes a big rip and misses. Grand slam by Kyle Schmidt coming in the 5th inning. A couple of unearned runs crossing on an error in the 6th inning against reliever Dante Mendoza in his lone inning of work. 1-1 pitch to Schmidt. Thibault gets a fastball in there for strike 2. Sits in the mid-90s with a heater. We'll crank it up to the upper 90s. Thibault, the tall righty, sets at the belt buckle. Now the 1-2. Got him looking. Strike 3. Fastball pumped in at 97. Good stuff from Thibault. One gone here in the 7th inning. Here's Jake Rucker, 0-3. Been a rough series for him. Still looking for that first hit this week. Base is empty with one out. Thibault deals the first pitch of the at-bat. And fastball is in the zone for a strike. Hit 97 on the gun again. Junior Thibault in his first season at single A here in 2022. Has been touched for at least one run in 8 of his 11 appearances. 0-1, swing at a small dribbler foul and a giant slice taken out the barrel of that bat. So Jake Rucker left with a bit of a cricket bat there as a result. Just a long, thick barrel of that black bat. Always fun to see that. So he'll get a fresh piece of lumber, a dark red bat this time from a teammate. Thibault with a 4.70 ERA over 15 or 30 innings this season. Right-hander comes set. And the 0-2 to Rucker. Take in. Oh, Plouchard just threw down to first base, and the call did not come. That's no way to make friends with a plate umpire. And despite the fact that the ABS system is handling the balls at strikes, that can reflect poorly. I'm sure Plouchard giving his sincerest apologies there to Denver Dangerfield. Here's the 1-2. That's low and outside, skipping in the dirt. Thibault exchanging baseballs there with his battery mate. Here in the top of the 7th, base is empty for Fort Myers. One away. Jake Rucker 0-3 tonight. A strikeout, a lineout, and a flyout. 2-2, breaking ball. Got him looking. Absolutely froze Rucker. Strike 3. Junior Thibault picks up another strikeout. 2 away for Noah Miller, who has gone down on strikes twice this evening. Switch hitter batting left-handed. Miller faces a shifted over Marauders infield. The toss. Inside. Junior Thibault made his professional debut last year, spending his entire summer in the FCL. Here's the 1-0 toss. Fastball swung on line down the left field line. A base hit slapped the other way. Off the padded sidewall, it bounces. Romero up with the ball, and he bobbles it. It falls from his grip, and Noah Miller into second base. Randy Romero was trying to make the exchange and make a throw into second, trying to make a play on him. But the assures Miller of that second base there. So, Mighty Muscles have yet another runner in scoring position. We'll wait and see if Romero gets charged with an error there or if Miller gets a double. Here's Emmanuel Rodriguez. Chance to drive in a run for Fort Myers. Leading 7-0 here in the seventh. The pitch. Rodriguez takes a knee-high strike. Well, it appears as if Randy Romero has not been charged with an error. So a double for Noah Miller. His first hit of the evening. The 0-1. Rodriguez swings over the top of the off-speed. Tried to cheat the fastball and missed. See if Junior Thibault can strand the runner on second base. Thibault nods to the sign from Plotchart. Ready. And the 0-2 toss. Rodriguez checks his swing at a pitch in the dirt, and he did not go around as the Marauders start to make their way off the field. But the shortstop, Nadal, very wisely pointing to third base, reminding his teammates, hey, stay put. Don't let Noah Miller take third. And Junior Thibault not happy and not getting the strike three call on the check swing. Slapping his glove and spiking the rosin bag to the mound. Going to try and get him here on 1-2. The set and the 1-2 pitch is taken low. Long look in, the tall righty sets. Miller takes a leadoff second base. 2-2 to Rodriguez. Swinging a pop-up out of play. And that'll head out toward 9th Street. Mighty Muscles with a 7-0 lead here in the 7th inning. Marauders being outscored 26-5 so far in this series. Only in the third game. 2-2. Swinging another foul off to the left. Six-foot, three-inch tall righty. Ready, and fires the 2-2 again. Swing and a miss, and down goes Rodriguez. Strike three, so Thibault does get the punch out after all, and the Muscles leave a man on second in a scoreless seventh. Time to stretch here at Lecom. Marauders looking for runs, trailing 7-0. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Lecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lecom Park on Sunday, July 3rd for our Independence Day celebration, presented by Lecom. The first 1,500 fans will get a patriotic t-shirt, and the Marauders will wear their patriotic jerseys that'll be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting MOTS. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Juan Jerez will lead off the bottom of the seventh for the Marauders, desperately in need of base runners. It's a 7-0 Fort Myers lead here in the third game of the series. Right-hander Jackson Hicks on for a fresh inning of work in relief. Pitch to Jerez, swinging a liner into right field for a base hit. Welcome back to the fold, Juan Jerez. His first hit of the night, and Marauders with just their third hit of the evening. Jerez with his first knock since coming off the IL today. That brings up Alexander Mojica, 0-for-1 with a walk. Jackson Hicks peeks over his left shoulder at the runner and now comes set. Pitch to Mojica. Breaking ball almost beans him high and inside as he bends backwards away from it. wind that was strong earlier in the game has let up considerably. Still a breeze blowing out to center here in Bradenton. The 1-0, Mojica takes low and outside. Good pick out of the dirt by Schmidt. Perez runs well on first base, but given the 7-run deficit for the Marauders, not likely to try anything out there. Hicks with a 2-0 pitch. Mojica looks at a fastball strike. For the Mighty Muscles this evening, one run in the second. Remained a one-run game until the fifth when they got a grand slam from Kyle Schmidt. Two more runs added on a Marauders fielding error in the sixth inning. Now the 2-1 from the righty. Mojica swings and rolls it weakly to short. Miller grabs it, throws to Perez at second for one. Throw to first, a 6-4-3 double play. Well, the Marauders, it seems, any time they get a run aboard tonight, they are unable to do anything with it. That'll bring up Mike Jarvis. He's 0 for 2. He, too, is hit into a double play tonight. Here's the toss. Jarvis swings and lifts this one to straightaway center. Coming in, Rodriguez. And he makes the leaping grab. A little flourish there. Ends the inning. We are through 7, and the Marauders trail by 7 here at Lee Comp Park. Back with the 8th next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lee Comp Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lee Comp Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapenziplumbing.com.
We welcome you back to Lee Comp Park. Marauders and the Mighty Muscles. Game 3 of a 6-game series. Fort Myers in front by a wide margin, 7-0, as we go to the 8th inning. Junior Thibault back to work on the mound. He's a guy who has seldom gone more than one inning this season. Well, Jonathan Johnson giving him the opportunity to go a couple tonight. Thibault comes set, deals to Mikey Perez. First pitch skips in the dirt for a ball. Some good work by Thibault in the 7th inning. Struck out the first two men he faced. Gave up a double down the left field line to Noah Miller. Stranded him on second by getting an inning-ending strikeout. 1-0. Swing and a dribbler foul. That bounced up off the ground and hit Perez's bat on the backswing. 1-1 the count. Po Yu Chen was cruising through his first 4 innings tonight. Made one big mistake pitch with the bases loaded. A grand slam by Kyle Schmidt in that 5th inning. 1-1. Check swing of the pitch low by Perez. And interestingly, the Marauders not appealing it. And now they do. Late appeal. No go. 2-1 on the cleanup man for the Muscles. Thibault comes home with it. 2-1. Misses wide. Some out-of-town scores from across the Florida State League coming your way shortly. Thibault nodding to the sign from Plotchart. And the pitch to Perez. That fastball misses for ball four. So that 3-1 pitch is, I beg your pardon on the mistake there. And Perez draws his second walk of the night. Up in Dunedin, Blue Jays having a rough night as well, trailing St. Lucie, the cream of the crop in the East Division. Mets ahead 7-1 at the end of six. Here's Keone Cavaco bouncing one to third. Dixon takes on the short hop. Throw to second across his body in time to get the lead runner. Nicely done by Dixon. And that's all the Marauders get on the play on the 5-4 putout. Hesitation there. But even if he had made the throw without hesitation, no guarantee the Marauders would have turned the deuce. So they get the leading runner. Nicely done by Dixon on the off-balance throw. Keone Cavaco at first after the fielder's choice. Here's Noah Cardenas. Pitch by Tebow, breaking ball, coming back up this way on a foul ball. And that's going to hit up the facade of the radio booth and roll back down to the field. Out in Jupiter, Hammerheads leading Clearwater 9-1. Top of the eighth inning in that game. Lakeland Flying Tigers, who the Marauders will face next week, are currently leading Tampa 6-1. Here's a pitch inside that gets away from Planchart, and that will allow Keone Cavaco to take second base. So 6-1, Lakeland leading Tampa. And the other score in the league at the moment, Palm Beach leading Daytona 5-2, top six. Out at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Waiting to see if that'll be a pass ball or a wild pitch, allowing Cavaco to advance. 1-1. Fastball low and inside. This gets away from Planchart. Cavaco will take third base on that. Well, it had been a solid defensive effort for Planchart for the most part tonight until now. Not able to look those past two pitches into his mitt. Well, we have confirmation that first one has been ruled a pass ball. And I would not be surprised if the second one will be as well. It didn't appear to hit the dirt before coming to the catcher. And yeah, we have confirmation now. Two passed balls. Runner on third, one away, infield up. The pitch swung on, foul back this way. Oh, look out below. Bounces hard off the facade and falls down near the home plate area. Third baseman Dixon playing a little farther back than his infield teammates, expecting Cardenas, the right-handed batter, to pull. 2-2. Low and outside. Couldn't entice him to chase the slider. Losing our last shreds of daylight here. Royal blue hue almost in the skies here in Bradenton. As a 3-2 comes, a swing and a foul back. We'll see another one. To Noah Cardenas. Another Marauders righty has started to throw in the bullpen. Noah Cardenas, 0-1 with a pair of walks tonight for Fort Myers. He calls time, steps out, readjusts the Velcro on his batting gloves. Circles the bat around, waits in a tall, upright stance. 3-2 pitch again is too high for ball four. Runners on the corners with still only one out in the inning. And what is already a 7-0 Mighty Muscles lead threatens to grow more into the visiting team's favor here. Planchart stepping in front of home plate, flashing signals to his infielders in this first and third one-out situation. Keone Cavaco at third base. Noah Cardenas on first. Here's Kalai Rosario. The pitch. Swing and a bouncing ball hit to second. Jarvis charges, gloves it. Backhand flip to short for one. Throw to first is not in time. Kalai Rosario went motoring down the line, and that ground ball was hit just softly enough so that the Marauders could not turn it in time. Keone Cavaco scores from third on the play. It's now 8-0 Fort Myers. RBI number 19 on the year for Rosario, and the inning continues. call strike, and Baez coming in as a defensive replacement. And the bottom of the sixth inning, meant to mention earlier, in place of Dylan Noisy. The 0-1 to Baez. He takes outside ball one. At the end of the top of the sixth inning, Dylan Noisy attempted to take second base on a fielding error by the shortstop Nadal. And he appeared to be shaken up a little bit on a hard tag at second base. 1-1 pitch. Fastball blazed into the zone for strike two at 95 on the radar gun. So we hope that whatever the ailment is for Dylan Noisy, that it's minor. May just be a precaution by manager Brian Meyer. 1-2 pitch to Baez. Swung on, popped foul out of play. So Luis Baez, who went 0-for-4 out of the 9 spot in the order last night, has the count 1-2 in his first plate appearance this evening. Pitch by Tebow. Upstairs on a fastball. Leadoff walk and a couple of pass balls, as well as a ground ball to the infield to produce another for Myers run. They lead 8-0 here in the eighth. 2-2. Upstairs for ball three. A lot of pitches for Junior Tebow here in this eighth inning. That is his third three-ball count here in the eighth. Righty sets. Rosario leads off first base. There he goes for second. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three, and the inning is over. But the Mighty Muscles add yet another run to their total. They lead 8-0 as we head to the bottom of the eighth here at Lecom Park. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, May 28th for Military Appreciation Night, presented by SNN. We will recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear a special patriotic jersey as they take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. After the game, be sure to stay and enjoy our post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Lecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Lecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Reggie Grace Jr. on to pitch the eighth inning for Fort Myers. Mighty Muscles lead the Marauders 8-0. First pitch to Giovanni Planchard, a fastball strike. Reggie Grace Jr., familiar face around these parts. He was last season's opening night starter for Fort Myers against the Marauders. Winds up and deals the 0-1. Planchard takes low and outside against the new right-hander. Count is 1-1. Grace, solid numbers on the year, 2.91 ERA. He wants to swap baseballs here. Grace was the Twins' 10th round ghoul in his hometown of Madison, Mississippi. He's appeared exclusively in relief here in 2022, and it's been a good move for him. 1-1. Planchard takes low. In addition to the 2.91 ERA, opponents batting just .235 off Grace. Respectable 1.29 whip. Done a good job at generating ground balls as well. The 2-1. Planchard swings and bounces it past the mound. Shortstop Miller charging. He gloves it. Quick throw to first in time. One away. We continue to see this week why Baseball America and other scouting reports rave so much about Noah Miller's shortstop defense. Good range, quick first step, good instincts. And so far, he's handled everything just about perfectly in these first three games of the series. Here's Randy Romero. He is 0-2. Grace into the windup and the delivery. Romero appeared to be taking all the way. Takes low, ball one. Reggie Grace Jr. into his windup and the 1-0. Romero takes a fastball for strike one. His hometown of Madison, Mississippi. Grace just outside of Jackson, Mississippi. Began his pro career 2018 in the Gulf Coast League. Pitched there again 2019. 1-1. Romero swings and shoots a line drive to right center. Rodriguez coming on. Plays it out of bounds. A base hit for Randy Romero. So Romero looking to break himself out of a slump. That'll help. A little hard contact on an opposite field single. Marauders with some much-needed speed on the base paths. Now they're going to try and generate a run out of it. Bradenton trailing 8-0 here in the home half of the eighth inning. Davies Nadal here for his third single-A at-bat. Making his single-A debut here tonight in Bradenton. Facing a shifted-over infield, the left-handed hitter. Pitch. Fastball misses. Reggie Grace Jr. last season got hurt in early June with a right shoulder impingement that landed him on the injured list. Had one game of rehab in the FCL in August, rejoined Fort Myers in late August. 1-0, swing and a miss by Nadal. 8 starts for Fort Myers last year for Reggie Grace Jr. 2.76 ERA, 1.06 whip, the average. So really hasn't mattered his role. He's succeeded largely so far in his career. He slings a pickoff move to first. Romero back. Jake Rucker holding the speedy Romero on at first base. He does have one steal this year. Unlikely to be going here, though, with Bradenton trailing by 8. 1-1. Bunt shown by Nadal. And that pitch just misses as he pulls the bunt back. And at this point, why not? Marauders with just 4 hits this evening. A bunt for a base hit within Nadal's skill set. Can try and get base runners any way you can at this stage. 2-1, not squaring this time. Pitch is swung on and slashed foul down the left field line. Rattles into and out of the metal bleachers down the left field line. 2-2 the count. Couple of boys trying to find that baseball under a couple of rows of empty seats down there. 2-2 from Grace. Swing and a miss, and Nadal, almost swinging out of his cleats, goes down on strikes. 2 away for the Marauders. And that'll bring up Sergio Campagna. The Marauders have been shut out 4 times this season, trying to avoid making it 5. Grace comes set away from his chest. Pitch to Campagna. Here's a breaking ball in there for a strike. That 5-game hit streak for Campagna in jeopardy here. 5-game hit streak, his longest of the season. He's already extended his on-base streak in his last plate appearance. 0-1, swing and a miss through the slider. Campagna slightly readjusting those white batting gloves with gold accents. Romero takes Grace with the 0-2 to Campagna. Take it low and outside. Pretty good looking slider. Couldn't get Campagna to chase. For Myers, 8 runs, 5 hits, 1 error. Bradenton, no runs, 4 hits, and 2 errors, one of which was costly and led to 2 runs. 1-2 pitch. Slider, oh, just off the outside corner, and Grace bouncing in place on the mound. And now the throw from the catcher gets on by him, but backed up by his teammate, second baseman Mikey Perez. Grace really wanted that called third strike. ABS technology, though, not registering that as within the zone. Sky's a dark shade of navy blue here in Bradenton as we play in the eighth inning. The 2-2 pitch to Campagna, high and inside. He works the count full. So Randy Romero, who is surely itching to run, will now get the opportunity. 3-2, two outs. He'll get a head start on the next pitch. Here's the set. Grace deals, and right as the pitch came, time called, and Campagna swings and flies this one to center field, caught by Rodriguez, but it won't count. That was a very late timeout granted. Wasn't sure if it was called by Campagna or by the catcher, Schmidt. But at any rate, as a pitcher in that situation, a lot of times you're better served to just go through your full motion there. Any abrupt halt mid-mechanics can be detrimental. Count full with two away. Romero will break up first base again. Here's the pitch. There goes Romero. Campagna checks, swings a dribbler foul up the first baseline. A 45-foot grounder. And Romero will head back to first base. Sergio Campagna trying to keep that hitting streak. Came into tonight hitting .349 over his last 13 games played. 3-2 again. The runner breaks. Taken low for ball four. Campagna coaxes the two-out walk. And the Marauders have two aboard here in the eighth inning. That brings Kyle Schmidt, the catcher, out for a mound visit. Randy Romero on second, Sergio Campagna on first base with Brendan Dixon coming up to bat. And we're seeing a right-hander throw in Fort Myers' bullpen. German righty Nicholas Rimmel starting to throw. Brendan Dixon, an RBI opportunity, a chance to put the Marauders on the board here in the eighth inning, trailing 8-0. Grace deals to Dixon. He swings and lines one to right field, and that's by the diving right fielder and rolls all the way to the wall. Campagna scoring around third being waved home. Romero scored first, and into third base with a triple goes Brendan Dixon. An ill-advised dive in right field by Kalai Rosario, who couldn't come up with it, although a valiant effort. And the Marauders finally get on the board tonight. So Romero scores from second on the play. Campagna from first base. RBI's numbers 16 and 17 on the season for Brendan Dixon, who has his second triple of the year. Here's Rodolfo Nolasco. And Reggie Grace Jr. will step off the rubber, wipe the sweat from his brow, removing his hat. Grace, 6'2", right-hand. First one to Nolasco, swinging a bouncer up the middle. Second baseman Perez gets on an awkward in-between hop. Throw to first is low, but taken care of by Rucker. And the inning is over, but Brendan Dixon puts the Marauders on the board with a two-run triple. 8-2, your score, heading to the ninth. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology,
and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders!
Some movement in the right direction for the Marauders as Brendan Dixon laced a two-run triple in the bottom of the eighth inning, putting Bradenton on the board for the first time in this one. And here for his home debut in front of the Lecom Park crowd, right-hander Jack Hartman. Native of Peachtree City, Georgia, just outside of Atlanta, Hartman made his professional debut last week. Pitched a scoreless ninth inning in his first outing and got the save his second time out. Much different spot here for Hartman. Marauders relievers trying to put out the fire continuously. Mighty Muscles coming into the ninth with an 8-2 lead. Here's Kyle Schmidt to lead off. Jack Hartman, nasty fastball slider combo. Right-hander goes exclusively from the stretch. He deals, and his fastball at 97 misses low. Junior Thibault finished after two innings of relief work for the Marauders. Hartman kicks his leg and fires. 1-0 pitch is a fastball and 96 in there for strike one. Final line for Junior Thibault tonight. Two innings, one unearned run allowed. Struck out four, walked two, allowed just one hit. Hartman's 1-1. Fastball swung on and cranked. Deep to left field. Romero back looking up. This ball is deep into the night, clearing the left field bleachers. Kyle Schmidt with his second home run of the game, and he has himself a 5 RBI night, and the Mighty Muscles lead 9-2. Kyle Schmidt doubling his home run total on the season here tonight. And Jack Hartman with his first run allowed in his young professional career here. Brings up Jake Rucker, 0-4 out of the leadoff spot, has yet to collect a hit in this series. 0-12 with two walks this week. Hartman, the pitch to Rucker, breaking ball, tapped near home plate, bouncing foul. Trying to dig up the numbers here in the career of Kyle Schmidt. Don't believe he's had a multi-home run game before. Bases empty, nobody out. Hartman with the 0-1 to Rucker. He takes outside corners. Slider from Hartman for strike two. And confirmed, Kyle Schmidt tonight with his first career multi-home run game for the Mighty Muscles. 0-2 to Rucker in the dirt. Knocked down by Plotchart. Had a nice remote conversation with Jack Hartman while he was on the road, and yours truly remained in Bradenton the past couple of weeks. Talked to him the day after his professional debut against the Palm Beach Cardinals. Admitted to being slightly nervous that night. His best stuff wasn't fully there, he said. But as this next pitch misses ball two, said it was really good to get that first outing of his professional career off his chest. And the results, couldn't argue with it, a scoreless ninth inning in that pro debut. Hartman with a 2-2 to Rucker. That's low and outside. Bounces to the backstop. Got to pick Jack's brain on all kinds of stuff growing up. He actually was born in Milford, Michigan, about an hour outside of Detroit, and grew up a Detroit sports fan. Looked up in particular to Justin Verlander and Miguel Cabrera while rooting for the Tigers. 3-2, Rutgers swings and fouls it back. We'll do it again. And although Hartman and his family left Michigan and moved to Peachtree City, Georgia when he was only a few years old, maintained that Detroit fandom, still, he said, has an appreciation, having grown up in the Atlanta area, for the Braves and the rest of the local sports scene. Here's a bouncing ball hit to third. Dixon charges, gloves it, throws on the run to first, and it's not in time. It tips off the glove of Mojica. Safe at first base is Jake Rucker with what I'm sure will be ruled an infield single. And it has been. So Jake Rucker finally has his first hit of the series. Alexander Mojica trying to get it with a stretch, at least deadened it with the tip of his glove. Didn't fall too far away from it. Here's Noah Miller. First pitch taking a fastball strike. Here's the set. And the 0-1 toss, Miller lays off outside. Well, the rest of that conversation with Jack Hartman last week is fun to hear about the new puppy he and his fiance adopted. Next toss, check swing and a pitch in the dirt, and Miller couldn't hold up. Strike two called. Jack says his uncle raises hunting dogs up in Nebraska, and his uncle at one point said, "Now, this dog right here, don't know if he's really cut out for being a hunting dog. He's more of a lover boy," and so turned out to be the new pet of Jack and his fiance. About a year and a half old, his name is Griffin. Here's a cracked bat, grounder back to the mound. Hartman knocks it down, plays to first. He goes there to Mojica. Out there, up to second base goes Jake Rucker. Here's Emmanuel Rodriguez. Marauders have managed to keep him relatively quiet tonight. Although he does have a single and a run scored, 1-for-4. Not as much damage as he had done the first couple of nights. Runner on second, one away. The pitch, Rodriguez swings and sprays it foul. Another righty tossing in the Marauders' bullpen. Turning into a Johnny Holstaff kind of day. Po-Yu Chen, highly effective through his first four innings. Wheels came off in the fifth. And one big mistake pitch capped it off. A grand slam by Kyle Schmidt made it 5-0 at the time. 0-1, swing and a miss. A little back foot slider by Hartman. Jake Rucker on second base for the Mighty Muscles. Hartman brings his hands together. Sets away from his chest to look back. Pirates took Hartman with their fourth pick in the 2020 draft out of Appalachian State in North Carolina. Underwent Tommy John surgery in December of 2020. Sat out all of last year as a result. And the 1-2 pitch. Swinging a hard ground ball to second base. Backhanded by Jarvis. Sidearm toss to first in time for the second out. Up to third base on the play goes Rucker. Mikey Perez, hitless tonight, but with a pair of free passes. We'll dig in. A chance to put Fort Myers in the double digits in the run column. Muscles lead this game 9-2 in the top of the ninth inning. Jake Rucker on third base with two outs. Hartman deals. Fastball is in the upper reaches of the strike zone. 0-1. Fastball flashing 97 again right there. Hartman quickly ready with the 0-1. Here it comes. Breaking ball that time. A beauty. Inside corner, strike two. You can tell this guy's going to continue to be something special in the back end of this Marauders bullpen. He sets. 0-2 pitch to Perez. Breaking ball. Got him looking. Strike three. And Jack Hartman avoids further damage here in the ninth. Last chance coming up for Bradenton, though. They trail by 7. heading to the bottom of the ninth here at Lecom Park. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Trinity Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Here on this Thirsty Thursday at Lecom Park, an announced crowd of 1,084. Solid crowd on hand this evening. But on the field, things yet again not going as planned for the Marauders. They trail 9-2 against the first place Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. And Marauders face their final three outs of the night. They're going to face new right-hander Nicholas Rimmel, native of Berlin, Germany. Tall right-hander will face Juan Jerez, followed by Alexander Mojica and Mike Jarvis. 4-5-6 in the order for the Marauders. Rimmel lifts his leg and deals. Fastball, fisted a weak one-hopper to the second baseman. Perez right behind the bag. Throw to first in time. One pitch and one away. Nicholas Rimmel, the fifth German-born player to sign with the Twins organization. And the Twins, a team that have been very active in scouting over it, following in the footsteps of a handful of, as mentioned, handful of German-born players to make their way into the Twins organization, probably most notably Max Kepler up in the big leagues with the Twins. Here's Alexander Mojica, who takes a fastball strike. Twins signed Rimmel in September 2017. He sets, deals the 0-1, and misses just outside. Growing up, he pitched for the German U-18 national team. Highly experienced growing up in that burgeoning baseball scene overseas in Europe. The 1-1 into the dirt on the breaking ball. 2-1 the count. As for the numbers on Rimmel this season, middle of the road so far, 4.76 ERA, 3 walks, 7 strikeouts over 5 2/3 innings. Here's the 2-1. Mojica backed off the plate. That pitch whizzing right by his knuckles in tight for ball 3. Nine runs, 7 hits for the Muscles. 2 runs, 5 hits for the Marauders. 3-1 offering to Mojica. Check, swing. He could not hold up. Pitch was borderline around the knees anyway. Strike 2. Rimmel, an imposing figure on the mound. 6'3", 200 pounds. Hands together, just above the belt. 3-2, Mojica swings and pops it up near second base. Second baseman Perez, a couple of steps in, and near the base, makes the two-handed catch. And the Marauders down to their final out tonight. It's up to Mike Jarvis. Jarvis 0-3. And he continues to slump lately. Bases loaded with two away. Rimmel fires the first pitch of the AB, and it's a breaking ball in for a strike. With Mike Jarvis 0-for-3 line so far tonight. 3 for his last 27 at the plate. Looking to stroke something here. The 0-1, swinging a high fly ball down the right field line, pushed foul. Put a good charge into that ball. Out of play, though, and the Marauders down to their final strike of the evening. Rimmel looks in, gets the signal from Schmidt. The 0-2 on its way. Jarvis takes outside. Good eye. 0-2 slider off the corner. Always an easy pitch to lay off. Rimmel gripping the baseball in his right hand as he looks in for the sign. Now the 1-2. Outside again with a slide piece. Similar spot. Jarvis showing good discipline. Jarvis showing the high black socks, gripping that two-tone bat, dark red barrel, black handle. 2-2 on its way. Jarvis takes outside once more on a fastball this time, and the count is now full. The set. And a 3-2 pitch. Swing and a bouncing ball to the right side. That is through into right field for a base hit. A little seeing eye single the other way by Mike Jarvis. Just past the diving reach of Rucker. Marauders with a two-out base runner. Mike Jarvis with his first hit of the game. That brings up Giovanni Planchart, who looks to follow suit. Here's the set. And the pitch to Planchart. Fastball right down the pipe for a strike. Couple of strikeouts and a ground out. Jarvis, a big lead off first with two outs. The pitch misses low. Here's the set. 1-1 to the Marauders' backstop, and he takes knee high, a nicely placed fastball for strike two. Rimmel is ready. And the right-hander tosses. Planchard lays off low and outside. These sliders are really not fooling Marauders' hitters this inning. Rimmel peeks over his shoulder at Jarvis as he takes his lead off first base. And the 2-2 pitch, a swing and a miss, and that's the ball game. Fort Myers takes their third straight in the series. They win their fourth straight overall, and they just increase their standing atop the West Division. Final score of 9-2 tonight here at Lecon Park. And as the Mighty Muscles celebrate, the Marauders drop their third in a row. They now sit a season worst 4 games under .500. We'll step aside, and when we come back, the Marauders postgame show comes your way. Don't miss it. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Join us at Lecon Park on Saturday, May 28th for Military Appreciation Night, presented by SNN. We will recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear a special patriotic jersey as they take on the Fort Myers. Be sure to stay and enjoy our post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Lecon Park on Friday, June 11th.
Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come join us at Leecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Leecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend to the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome to the Marauders postgame show. Stay tuned for a complete recap of the game, the Marauders player of the game, and a look at what's next. Welcome back to Leecom Park for the Marauders postgame show. Spencer Smith rejoining you on this thirsty Thursday night from Bradenton. A 9-2 loss for the Marauders to the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles this evening. And an unfortunate week continues as the Marauders dropped their third straight. Here's how it unfolded tonight. Four innings. Fort Myers got on the board at the top of the second. Mikey Perez, a leadoff walk. Later came in to score from third on a ground into a double play by Noah Cardenas. Poyu Chen, though, continued to dominate. A streak of nine in a row retired by Chen at one point. But in the top of the fifth inning, things came unraveled. A couple of walks and a double in between loaded the bases, and Kyle Schmidt stepped to the dish and whacked a grand slam to left center field, making it 5-0. It only got worse from there. Fort Myers two more runs in the sixth inning, scoring on a fielding error by shortstop Davies Nadal. That made the score 7-0, and it was an 8-0 margin in the top of the eighth when Fort Myers got another run coming on a fielder's choice off the bat of Kalai Rosario. Marauders got on the board for the first and what turned out to be the only time tonight on a Brendan Dixon two-run triple in the bottom of the eighth. And in the top of the ninth, Fort Myers tacked on the final run of the evening, a solo shot off the bat of Kyle Schmidt, a 2-4-4 and 5 RBI night for him, both of them career highs, as the Mighty Muscles win this one. Final totals in this game for the Mighty Muscles, 9 runs, 7 hits, 1 error, and 4 men left on base. And for the Marauders, 2 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors, and 5 men left on base. The winning pitcher is Steve Hadger. He is 2-1 on the season now after 5 2/3 scoreless innings. He was masterful and matched his career high with 10 strikeouts. The loss goes to Poyu Chen. As mentioned, so effective through his first four innings. One big mistake pitch, though, reflects poorly on his final line, although he does match his career high with 7 strikeouts. Chen drops to 0-4 on the season. Time of game, 2 hours and 28 minutes in front of a thirsty Thursday crowd of 1,084. It was a fun crowd tonight, and we look forward to more of that tomorrow night. This evening, it was 87 degrees and partly cloudy at the time of first pitch. With the Mighty Muscles' win tonight, they have now won 4 straight and 11 of their last 13. They improved to 28-13. The Marauders, meanwhile, dropped their third in a row, and they fall to 19-23, 4 games under 500. The lowest point of the season thus far. We'll step aside again when we come back. We'll give you the Marauders player of the game and a look at what's next.
Hey all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Join us at Leecom Park on Saturday, May 28th for Military Appreciation Night, presented by SNN. We will recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear a special patriotic jersey as they take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles.
After the game, be sure to stay and enjoy our post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back to Lecom Park, where the Marauders postgame show continues. It's time to name our Marauders player of the game, and tonight we will give those honors to Brendan Dixon, the man who brought home the only two Marauders runs of the night. Dixon with a two-run triple to right field in the bottom of the eighth inning is tonight's Marauders player of the game. Well, after this 9-2 loss, we turn our attention to tomorrow night. The fourth game of the series will be another 6:30 p.m. matchup between the Marauders and the Mighty Muscles. The Mighty Muscles will send right-hander Marco Raya to the hill, and the Marauders have yet to announce their starting pitcher for tomorrow night's game. It'll be Mental Health Awareness Night, as well as Paws and Claws here at Lecom Park, so we encourage you to get your tickets now online at all times, BradentonMarauders.com. We hope to see you for tomorrow's Friday excitement here at Lecom Park. Well, that'll about do it for us here in Bradenton tonight. Once again, the final score, Fort Myers Mighty Muscles 9 and the Marauders 2. This is Spencer Smith saying so long and good night from Lecom Park.
Thank you for listening to this presentation of Bradenton Marauders.